Moving forward, the third presenter is Juan Apple, and she is with the University of Washington Bothell Health. The title of her presentation is A Comparison of Psychosocial Risk Factor and Protective Factors in Mental Health Among Latinas and Latinos in the United States. Dr. Juan Apple has completed her National Institute of Mental Health postdoctoral fellowship at the University of Washington in Seattle. While there, Dr. Apple worked closely with Dr. David Tecuci and the National Latino and Asian American Study data set. Her research examined racial and ethnic health disparity in mental health care in minority population. And currently, Dr. Apple is faculty at the University of Washington, Bothell Health School of Nursing and Health Study. And she's going to have a dual presentation. She would introduce the other individual that would be helping her.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me okay? All right. So I will be presenting the first part, and Daniel Lee, PhD candidate, will present the second part of the presentation. And Dr. I, the primary author of the study, is also here. She is in the back for questions later on. Okay, so no relationships to disclose. Learning objectives are there. That's from the abstract in your booklet. Briefly on the background of our study is the Latino Americans are expected to be about 30% of the U.S. population by 2050. They have negative experiences and lower healthcare satisfaction in receiving healthcare in Latinas compared to the men, Latinos. Ethnic disparities exist in healthcare due to social and economic inequalities. And minority population, not just Latinos and Latinas, are deterred from seeking mental health care following the treatment guidelines, especially in mental health. And psychosomatic complaints such as headache, backaches, and all of that are usually not recognized by providers. The psychosocial risk factors that we'll look at for today are negative family interactions, and the protective factors goes along with that are the family cohesion, social support, religious involvement, and racial and ethnic identity. Other backgrounds, Latinas living in the U.S. has an increased likelihood of experiencing mental health problems due to stressors. Family conflict and burden predict the risk of mood disorders among Latinos. Family conflict adversely influence Latino self-rated mental health. Family cohesion, as Daniel will discuss later, is very important, and that's also associated with lower psychological distress. And anxiety and depressive disorders have been reliable predictors and comorbidities, which along with both short and long-term poor health outcomes, as we heard from our previous two speakers. Family conflict and burden predict the mood of the risk of mood disorders among Latinos as well. Oops, did I do that? Yes. Okay, methods. The National Latino and Asian American Study, or NLAS, is part of NIH three studies, is part of CPES, so that's the collaborative psychiatric epidemiologic study. So it includes, first is NCSR, which is the National Comorbidity Study Replication by Kessler. The second one is NSAL, which is National Survey of American Life. It looks at African American. The first one is just the whole U.S., not really focusing on minorities. The second arm is the NSAL, which is the African American one. And the third one is the one that I was involved in, which is NLAS, the National Latino and Asian American Study. So the Latino part is with Alegria, Maggie Alegria, and the Asian part is with David Tecuci, I did with at University of Washington. The sample size, so today we're just going to talk about the Latino size. So the sample size for Latinos is about 2,554 Latino Americans. Latinas is about 1,427, and Latinos are 1,127. They're all 18 years and older. The core sampling was all the metropolitan areas in the U.S., and then we did secondary samplings from groupings of census blocks, which are 5% or greater in density. The procedures, the participant recruitment was they were first contacted with an introductory letter to invite them and a study brochure to invite them for the study. And then after that is followed by screening and scheduling and interviewing. And then the interviews are conducted by trained bilingual interviewers with linguistic background similar to those of the target population. And then face-to-face interviews were also done, as well as telephone interviews. The endless instruments were available in English, Spanish, and the Asian languages, which are Vietnamese, Chinese, and Tagalog. But the Spanish version is what we're talking about today. Quality control, just random sample of completed interviews were they were recontacted to validate the data. Measures, I think Daniel, you want to take over from here, okay.
So, thank you. What we're trying to do is to find out which kind of cultural factors that are acting as risk factors or protective factors for various types of psychological disorders. So the dependent variable we were looking were mental health disorders, including major depressive disorders and general anxiety disorders and suicidal ideation. And the independent variables we looked into were for psychosocial protective factors, we looked into religious involvement. Religious involvement is one of the important factors in Latinos as well as African Americans and Asian Americans. So we looked into religious attendance as well as religious coping. The difference is religious attendance is more like, you know, physically going to religious services or activities. Well as religious coping is more like, you know, if you have trouble, you consult religious leaders or you try to figure it out, the problem out, to try to solve it religiously. And social support is the support you get from your family or friends or neighbors. Family cohesion and racial and ethnic identity is interesting because it acts in both ways. You know, it sometimes acts as a protective factor, and sometimes it acts like as a risk factor. But we'll get into that later. For the risk factors, we looked into negative family interactions, so it's the opposite of cohesion, kind of. We controlled the factors that were already mentioned or studied in previous studies that were the social demographics, and the acculturation factors were controlled for. That includes English proficiency, how well you speak, read and write in English, and years in English, years in U.S., and acculturation stress, and perceived discrimination. So we have a lot of tables, but I just wanted to show you the results in general. If you look at the major depressive disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, and suicide ideation, the mean score is slightly lower, higher in the Latinos than the Latinos. So it's consistent with the studies that say that women than men have more major depressive disorders and anxiety disorders and suicide ideation. And so what we did is that we ran the logistic regression stepwise. So this is the main result table. So if you look at it, you can see that I'll just get into the major findings. So religious attendance and religious involvement didn't have that much in major depressive disorder. None of the factors were found out to be significant in major MDD. But for general anxiety disorder, if you look at the bottom right here, you can see that the negative interaction between family members had 50% higher chance of having a general anxiety disorder, and for family cohesion. So if you feel more cohesive to your family, there was less chance of having anxiety disorder. And for suicidal ideation, if you look at social support, before that, acculturation stress. So before the other, in model one, before the other religious attendance and social support and other psychosocial protective and risk factors were included, it was 2.258. The figure drops to 1.800. When the other factors are included. So if you can see, there are some of the factors are in there are working as a protective factor. So people who have acculturation stress that really, you know, affects the suicidal ideation that hires it. If you, there are key ways to treat that, and that will be something that should be addressed in more detailed studies in the future. So social support, if you look at it, the social support act as a very significant factor in Latinas. If you move on to the Latinos, all three of them are in there for the Latinos. One thing you can see is that for negative interactions within this family, for MDD, depressive disorder, and suicidal ideation, the negative interactions were it boosted up the probability of MDD and suicidal ideation in the Latinos. Especially if you look at the suicidal ideation in model 5, if you look at the discrimination and the number that lowers, it's consistent to the numbers that were seen in the Latinas as well. So discussion, if you move on to it, consistent with previous studies, the beneficial effect of family coherence. Cohesiveness against generalized anxiety disorder was confirmed, but it was not, if you look here, it was not in the generalized anxiety disorder in the Latinos. So there was a difference in gender-wise. Factors associated with family dynamics strongly predicted anxiety disorder and suicidal ideation, but not MDD. I don't want to go, you know, back and forth. So, but there's in the back of the slides, there's the studies are that displayed in the back, so you can look it up in the website. Negative family interaction was correlated to discrimination and psychiatric disorder. So, if you have negative family interaction inside the family, then it boosts up the people with that have a conflict within the family, they had higher chance of psychiatric disorder. For Latinos, the men, discrimination strongly predicted major depressive disorder and suicidal ideation. This is kind of like what we have to address when we treat immigrant population. And family conflicts may negatively affect the mental health diagnosis, especially for depression and suicidal ideation for Latino men. And negative interactions within family, it's almost the same as the Latinas. So negative interactions and family cohesion were kind of like the key factors that act as psychosocial risk factors and protective factors in various in MBD and anxiety disorder and suicidal ideation. And so the implication is there's a need for a cultural competent multidisciplinary teamwork. It's not only for nurses or physicians or social workers that should be aware of the cultural factors that affect the daily life of the Latino and Latina Latinas. The impact of acculturation on the mental health. We've looked into a lot of things that discrimination or acculturation stress that really impacts the psychosocial stress of the Latino population. So that should be addressed in not only in the assessment process, but to the treatment and prevention process as well. The importance of culturally specific factors, especially family factors in Latinos and Latinas' mental health issues, should be highlighted in practice. And one thing as a social worker, when we talk about disparities in health in certain populations, we kind of think about the risk factors a lot. So we focus on the risk factors, but we don't focus that much in the protective factors. In case of Latinos and Latina, I'm an Asian American, but I think it's almost similar in the culture that we have a very strong family bonding, and it could act as a very protective factor that should be addressed. I think that should be addressed more in the field. So that was kind of like what we wanted to see in the studies. And the gender difference should be understood within the cultural context. We know that in Latino culture, it's almost the same as in the Asian culture, that there are different roles, the gender roles in the family. So the father is more like a breadwinner in the family, whereas the education of the raising the children is kind of like the role for the mother. So it acts differently in the psychosocial in Latinos. It works differently, as we saw. There are gender difference in the findings. The limitation of the studies were like it's a cross-sectional survey. Sample size were the oversampling of specific subpopulation, in this case Mexican Americans, more females than males, and the measurement had issue. It was the nature of the study. The measurements were more like not what's the right word? It were not
appropriate.
It was more like instead of long for a long time, it was not well structured. Some of the measurements were not well structured, so there was a lot of people were issuing that problem. These are the studies that we looked into for this presentation, especially for the first one and the second one, a third one, the second one and the third one. Yeah. So if you want to look up in the website, you will be able to see those. Thank you.
Thank you so much. There's a couple of chairs available for some of the view that may be in the back. Now, we are now having the final presenter before we open up for discussion. And her name is Nicole Novak. She is a PhD candidate in epidemiology at the University of Michigan, where she is a member of the Center for Social Epidemiology and Population Health, and a doctoral trainee at the Population Studies Center of the Institute for Social Research. Some of her presentation today is based on the first three chapters of her dissertation. So thank you so much.
Welcome. Thank you.